You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual on a Monday morning like this, bright and early, we got an update, a SENS update from Raubex Group Limited. They gave us an update on their interim results for the half year ended August 2024. They dropped these numbers before 7:30, and we're going to take a look at them with the company's CEO, Felicia Msiza, to take a look at how the company's been performing and what the road ahead looks like. Good evening, Ms. Msiza. Thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to catch up with you again. The last time you and I spoke was in May, and we were reflecting on the full year that was the 2024 financial year. How has the new year started off for the team?
Thank you very much, Jimmy, for having us. So we are pleased to have reported a strong set of results for the 6 months, which have ended now at the end of August 2024. We are very proud of these results. And I think I must mention that it's only fitting that during the year that we celebrated our 50th anniversary and still celebrating, our share price actually traded above the 50 rands per share mark. So the cash generated by operations was exceptionally strong during this period. It has been up over 110% compared to the prior year. And we've got a solid order book. You'll recall that when we had this call at the end of the financial year, our order book was sitting at comfortable levels of 25.5 billion rands. I'm happy to report that we have maintained the order book at similar levels. Currently, the order book, it declined just marginally to about 24.5 billion rands of work.
That's not a big decline considering how much of the order book is still there. When we look at that order book, Felicia, the last time you and I had a catch up, we spoke about the business's plans to diversify into other regions. And obviously, with everything that's happening at Raubex, you kind of want to have a balance of projects that are on the go, projects that are pipeline, projects that are near completion, because in the infrastructure game, you never really know when a project is going to take off or when it's going to be wrapped up. How is that balance shaping up at the moment, and how's that diversification paying off?
Absolutely spot on. So it was a deliberate intention that we took as management that we need to have a diversified order book. I mean, if you look at the split of our divisions, roads and earthworks, infrastructure division, also we're operating in Western Australia, the construction materials division, and then the mining division. So we've actually spread our risk across the four divisions. But over and above that, what we've done, for example, if you look at the roads and earthworks division, we've got a diversified client risk. And that's very important. So instead of just relying on one client, we have spread our risk. Now we had work, you know, from a provincial government point of view, a bit from SANRAL and from concessionaires and from private clients as well. So we've been deliberate. And if you look at the order book, we've actually now diversified. So a bigger chunk of our order book is sitting in private clients and then followed by other clients. So we're quite happy with that. And this is how we want to continue into the future, having a diversified client base. Obviously, now with some of the awards that we're expecting from all divisions, we might see, you know, just a bit of a change in terms of the makeup of the order book. But this is how you're seeing the order book now going forward into the second half of the year.
Felicia, let's get an update on CapEx. The CapEx figure considerably lower than what it was this time last year. Some of those projects, I'd imagine you have gotten offline, you're happy with that. Where's the CapEx sitting at the moment? What kinds of projects are you looking to continue to build on, or to are you introducing new projects? What's happening there?
So, Jimmy, you recall that in terms of the investment that we have at Bauba, we had a ramp-up phase where we needed to actually invest in CapEx to get the mine at a certain stage. So the ramp-up was over the past 2 years. That's where we've seen the highest CapEx spend. So We actually said that we wanted to reduce the CapEx spend, and we're very happy now for the first half of this reporting period that our CapEx is down. So currently, if you look at the other divisions, roads and earthworks, obviously they are not CapEx hungry. In terms of the mining division, it should be more or less similar to what we have now in the first half. And similarly with the infrastructure division, obviously there's a little bit of CapEx spend in terms of our renewable energy projects that side. So in terms of future CapEx investment, we have the Naboom mine, but we're only anticipating that one to come into play in the next year or so. So there won't be any CapEx investment for Naboom. That will only happen in the financial year 2026 or beyond that.
Felicia, some of the other numbers that were quite impressive to look at: headline earnings per share up 49.8%, earnings per share up 48.2%, operating profits up 34.7%. As a result, the interim dividend looking quite healthy as well. The business is very clearly in a comfortable position where you can say there's not a lot of pressure on us to continue to reward shareholders, but when we are able to, we're going to do it anyway.
So obviously we have a dividend policy, 3x cover, and we've always, in the history of Robex, we've always paid out our shareholders an interim dividend and also at full year. So now with the intention of actually now building our cash, we're looking at a possible share buyback. As management, we would like to purchase some of Robex shares. And also in terms of looking at our organic growth, we're looking at bolt-on acquisitions, nothing too big, something that would actually complement our current service offering. So in terms of cash spend, those are the areas that we can potentially look at. Obviously, in terms of making sure that we've got sufficient cash for our working capital requirements for all of the four divisions.
Those bolt-on acquisitions, I love when companies go shopping. Any particular kind of area or kind of, whether it's industry, sector, geographical location, any more insights you can share about what would be appealing to Raubex at this stage?
So obviously we're looking at the South Africa side and also Western Australia. Currently, we are, as management, doing some due diligence and looking at what those could actually, you know, cost us from a price point of view. And once we're comfortable with the outcome of the due diligence, then we should be able to confirm which acquisitions.
A healthy order book, some comfortable money to spend, a good interim dividend. What more can you ask for from a company? We'll leave it at that, Felicia. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Always lovely catching up. We wish you the best of luck for the second half of the year, and we look forward to catching up at the end of the full year. That was Felicia Msiza, who is the CEO of Raubex Group Limited, joining me to reflect on their first half of the new financial year and the comfortable position they find themselves in.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.